I want to thank the Rav for keeping me close to him via the internet. During at least one of our Amud Yomi Shurim, we learned that dogs are muktzah on Shabbos. Yet the Rav has talked about how people, even on his moshav, play with their dogs, as in many religious communities, which I believe he has described as problematic. What are the gedarim of walking, petting, and playing with a dog on Shabbos? And what is the hashkafa towards owning a dog in general? Thank you again, my good friend Joey Bernstein, who is temporarily in Potomac, Maryland. Yes, dogs and other animals are muktzah on Shabbos and therefore can't be moved. They can be touched if they are not moved. They can be walked with a leash, but they can't be touched or moved, and therefore most of the time petting a dog, it moves it. Picking up a dog is prohibited. Playing with the dog by picking it up or putting it in your lap or anything like that is prohibited. But again, walking a dog on a leash is permitted on Shabbos within an Eruv. Outside of an Eruv, you should ask your rabbi how to do it properly. But whether one should own a dog or not, if, as long as the dog is not a vicious dog or appears to be a vicious dog, it's a playful dog which people are not afraid of and doesn't bark at people and scare them. There's nothing halachically wrong with owning a dog like that. If you live in a place where the minig is not to have dogs, people's sensitivities are not to have dogs, they are from societies where dogs were looked down upon or considered something totally goyish or whatever the reason is, then you should not have a dog in that place. If it's in a place where the minig is for people to have dogs, or at least some people to have dogs, then under the conditions that I mentioned, there's no prohibition.